Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome, and peace to you. Today I want to talk about a study that's been done on meditation and depression. Depression plagues many people around the world. About 1 out of 10 people suffer from the effects of depression right now. So it's a very debilitating, crippling mental disease that can make your life miserable. And many of us have gone through it, or will go through it, or are suffering from it right now. When a person gets a bout of depression, the likelihood of them getting it again is much higher, and most people who struggle with depression have recurring bouts of depression. So, what can be done for this? There was a study done in 2004 by the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence in which they looked at the effects of meditation on helping with recurring depression. And what they found is that people that have recurring depression can reduce the rate of the depression by 50% if they meditate. So clearly, meditation helps with depression. So to recap, if you have depression more than once, meditation will help reduce the possibility of it returning by 50%. Those are good statistical improvements. After seeing such positive results, what the Mental Health Foundation decided to do was to survey doctors and find out how many of them are actually prescribing meditation instead of medication for depression. The Mental Health Foundation limited their research studies to England and found that in the last 10 years, the number of antidepressants prescribed to patients had doubled to nearly 36 million. But what about meditation? Is there help? Are people being prescribed to meditate instead of take medication? What they found was only 1 in 5 doctors said they can get treatment for the patients, and only 1 in 20 did it regularly, where they're actually telling their patients, go meditate and here's how you learn how to do it. Clearly, meditation is very effective in helping people with recurring depression. It helps them be aware of their negative thinking and make choices that are positive and healthy instead. Meditation helps, but if people aren't told about it, will they get better? If only 1 in 20 are prescribed meditation as a form of treatment for depression, how will it actually help people improve? And if I can just reflect on this, I think this is where you and I can really be of help. Perhaps talk to your doctor when you go in the next time and visit and tell him or her about meditation, how it benefits you, and how they could actually prescribe it to patients who struggle with depression. Interestingly, as I've been a psychologist for many years now, decades, very rarely do I get doctors sending patients to me because of some anxiety or depression. They normally just give them a pill. And yet studies show that meditation clearly helps with depression, anxiety, and many of the diseases that we struggle with because of stress and negative thinking. So if it helps, perhaps what we can do is help our doctors be better informed. The study found that only 1 in 5 doctors knew of a place to send someone to learn meditation. I see this very often. People really want to meditate. They want to learn about it in a more neutral, non-religious format, but they don't know where to go. They don't know where to study meditation, which is really the reason why I started this podcast, a weekly podcast talking about the benefits, how you can use it to be healthy, and also guided meditations for you so that you can implement meditation right away. This podcast is, of course, free and available in all countries around the world as long as a person has a computer. So if you know someone who's struggling with depression, or someone who seems to get better but then falls back into that depressive state, meditation can help. But they need to know where to go and what to do. And doctors don't always know what to do. So perhaps next time you visit your doctor, tell them about meditation, and most importantly, how it benefits you. Or as you continue to grow in your meditative practice and you find your life improving, share that with people. And if they keep seeing improvements, they're going to want to know what's happened and how come you're better. Share it with them so that they can be better too. Depression is something that runs deeply in my family, and I used to struggle with it pretty often. It was probably one of the main things that got me when I was down and not feeling well. And right now, and I've been meditating for many years, I just don't get depressed anymore. And it's a very strong disease in my family. Many, many of my family members have it, extended and close family members. It's a horrible disease. Once you start struggling with depression and the thoughts that go with that, it's very hard to dig your way out of that. So I've been very blessed to be exposed to and practice meditation, because as of now, I just don't get depressed anymore. Sometimes depressive thoughts may arise, but instead of staying there for a day, a week, a month, they may stay there for a minute or 30 seconds or even a second. If meditation has helped you with your depression, share it with people. That's the best story you can give them. It's not that they need to get right off their medication, because that they need to talk to their doctor about, but it could be something they could work towards through regular meditation. As they feel better, they can tell their doctor, say, hey, I'm feeling better. Perhaps I can cut back on my medication. And as they cut back, and as the bouts don't return because of their meditation, then they too can share their story. And slowly, yet very, very clearly, we can help people all around the world improve their lives. This is my hope for this podcast, that you will improve your life and continue to grow and share it with other people. So as you continue to grow, as you continue to get healthier and perhaps less depressed if you struggle with depression, share your story with others so that they too can benefit from the effects, the wonderful, wonderful effects of meditation. Peace.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. You're on your way to a more holistic you, and Dr. Puff and I would like to further your journey by encouraging you to visit our bookstore at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more insightful knowledge regarding work, relationships, and overall wellness. Peace.